We bring in the closer, the great David Lightman, national political correspondent and congressional reporter from McClatchy Newspapers. David, how are you?
Hey, David.
Hi. Hey, after hearing that forecast, I'm coming up there. It's rainy and miserable here.
You've had a bad week, I think, down there, haven't you?
Yes, cloudy, 60s, just gray all week, which is fine since you have to stay home and work.
It's better than August.
Exactly. So yesterday the president goes and visits the Ford Motor Plant in Ypsilanti, right outside of Detroit. Mm-hmm. And he wore a mask at one point, but he didn't wear it out front. And is there a point where we got to just get over this and understand that this is who the man is, and he's gonna march to his own beat?
That's a good point. Yeah, if we haven't learned that in 3 years, I mean,
he does what he wants.
Yeah, I mean, look, he's taking that drug, you know, that doctors said could harm him. I can go on and on, but yeah, he's his own guy, love him or hate him, and that's the way it is. It was funny after he took the mask off, and what was it? There was some jab at the press, something like, well, you know, he didn't want the press to see him with the mask on.
Yeah,
it's the way.
Well,
he
you
is.
Know. David, you know this, when they do a press conference, okay, not just the president, almost anybody, when they, you know, Nancy Pelosi doesn't wear a mask when she does her speaker's address to the press once a week. I mean, they just don't. You don't. So, you know, if you have it on otherwise, well, that's fine.
Yeah, I mean, when Pelosi comes, she does weekly press conferences, and she wears the mask as she walks up, and then, of course, she doesn't, so she can speak, but she stays distant from everybody. And the reporters are a good 10 feet away, and all spaced out. There are very few reporters in there.
They're spaced out.
Yeah, I mean,
believe me, so many other ways. But
yeah. Yes, there's space, considerable space between them. Yeah, that's the way it works almost everywhere in Washington these days.
How just to go behind the curtain a little bit so people understand, how difficult is it? I mean, you've been doing this for a long time, and you're at the Capitol all the time. You're at the House chamber and at the White House. How difficult is it to work like this?
Oh, very difficult. Now, again, I got to be careful. It's far more difficult, of course, for doctors, nurses.
Right. No, exactly.
Yeah, but,
no, but in your line of work.
In our line of work, sure. Because, look, one way you get a lot of great stuff and pick up stuff is just by talking to people, gossiping with people, just casual conversation, be it in the halls, offices, cafeterias.
Right.
And you can't do that anymore. You can't get that physically close to people, or you don't want to, frankly. And people aren't around. I mean, the Capitol's a ghost town.
That's the big thing.
Yeah, they aren't around. I can't tell you how much I miss, in the House particularly, because you got the 435 members, the halls are swarming with members and lobbyists, same scene you'd get in Hartford, I'm sure, at the State House. But people aren't there, and you just pick up things, and if you need comment or even insight, I mean, take Mark Meadows, who's now the chief of staff to the president. He was a great one when he was a congressman for just hanging out in the hall and talking to you. And would you get quotes for stories? Not necessarily, but you got great insight as to what he and other conservatives were thinking. So you don't get that anymore, and I miss it.
You know, well, and I think, didn't the Senate just recess?
Yeah, they'll be back June 1st, I think. They're taking their Memorial Day recess.
Well, of course.
Yeah, well, the House was
in
its Memorial Day recess this week, which means for 2 weeks, basically, Congress doesn't finish anything.
Hmm. What is the... we know there's been talk about another package to help the economy. We know the Senate leader is not necessarily in favor of that. What else is slipping through the cracks here as we deal with the worst pandemic we've seen since the Spanish flu in 1918 or whatever that was?
Yeah, well, everything except judges. They're Senate's confirming judges left and right, and Trump appointees. But the federal government's budget, okay, which has incredible tentacles, including Connecticut. I mean, there's so much there. Money for aid to education, elementary schools, high schools, colleges, health care, Medicaid, et cetera, et cetera. The stimulus, and there will be, by the way, I think, another round of stimulus next month. But
of course,
beyond the stimulus, the federal budget has to be approved, and it has to be approved by October 1st.
Yeah.
And normally you'd have hearings, you'd have deliberations, and you're having very little of that right now. The system is just ground to a halt, and they got to get it going. The normal work of Congress is stuff that doesn't make headlines, but right. is incredibly valuable to ordinary constituents.
Essential.
Yeah, essential, really, is just not highways. There's another one. I mean, not to go too far in the weeds, but authorization to spend money on highways pretty much expires at the end of September. Now, they'll figure out something, but still, you want an intelligent response. You want discussion of, you know, should there be incentives for electric vehicles? Should there be more money to repair I-84, I-91, or should that money go to transit, that sort of thing? And those discussions have ground to not a halt necessarily, but they're not what they have been.
I wonder if Zoom's like vital in this. I don't know.
They try. You know, I mean, I've tried, you know, covering in quotes a few hearings like that.
It's
just
not
the same. You don't have that personal interaction.
How's what's the deal with the Flynn thing and the judge and all that stuff?
Oh, that's... my God. We could spend a whole show on that.
We won't.
Well, we probably will because we only have 3 minutes left.
I was just going
to
say.
We're going to use it up.
Yeah, I am trying to think. It's in the hands of the courts right now, and that's where it's going. I wouldn't be surprised if somehow this ends up in the U.S. Supreme Court.
It will.
I wonder how much public interest there is in this, though, because... I'm finding
inside baseball.
Yeah, it's right. Look, you and I, we all know how important this is and what it says, frankly, about the Trump administration, maybe the Obama administration. But boy, the public, at least our readership, just there's some interest, but they'd rather
you don't get hits, huh?
Yeah, unemployment benefits, stimulus.
Yeah.
That's what's driving the readership right now.
Well, and you know the Flynn thing, I think. People just think what's going to happen is going to happen, and it's out of their control.
You know what?
Yeah, and it goes back to something you said a few minutes ago. People, Trump doesn't surprise anyone anymore, right?
In other words, he's done everything he can.
Yeah, the outrage factor is kind of not fizzled, but it's not there the way it would be if, say, Obama, Bush, or Clinton was involved in something like this.
Yeah. Well, he's conditioned a lot of people to expect the unexpected, you know, so, okay, now it's unexpected, Joe.
Yeah, every day it's some new wrinkle.
And another week for Joe Biden for campaigning from the basement. And, you know, again, we're still months away from the election. And I think at this current time, I know people want to paint it as it might be hurting them, but I don't think people care. I don't think people care right now.
Look at them. That's the key. The numbers aren't moving. And as you say, people have other things on their mind right now.
Summer.
Yeah, I mean, if September 15th he's still in the basement, then
we're worried.
We'll lead our segment with that. But right now, nah.
Now, one of our favorite things, it wasn't William Proxmire from Wisconsin who did the pig book, I mean, overcharging for
something. Award or something, yeah.
You've got a little story at McClatchy, D.C., 3M. Billed the government $7.63 for 85-cent earplugs. The old days are here.
It never ends.
Unbelievable. David, great insight as always. We appreciate you joining us every Friday.
Buddy. Hey, have a good holiday.
Have a good holiday, and we'll talk to you next week.
I look forward to it. Thanks, guys.
It's the great David Lightman from McClatchy Newspapers.